The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
So today, I want to be dealing with a particular subject as we welcome you on here to our podcast and our YouTube channel and as well as Facebook Live. Before we get into this, I do want to let everybody know, if you would, to at the end of this message, please stick around because I do have some ministry announcements I want to make. So again, if you're joining us today, at the end of this message, I would like for you to stick around because we've got some important updates that we want to give you for our ministry, and that'll be at the end of this message. So let's get right into this thing. When God sends his unseen backup, that's what I want to talk about today. If you need a word of encouragement, I believe this is going to be a message that you're going to enjoy today. When God sends his unseen backup, I want to start with Hebrews 1, 13 and 14. Hebrews 1, 13 and 14. But to which of the angels has he ever said, "Set at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool"? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation? I want to talk to somebody today that may be listening to this podcast, that may be watching by Facebook, watching by YouTube. I want to let you know that if you are an individual who has inherited salvation, your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life, you're born again, you're serving the Lord Jesus Christ, I want to encourage you today to let you know that you have unseen backup that is at your side and that is released from heaven, that's with you on a daily basis. And they are ministering spirits sent forth from the Lord to minister to those, that's you and I, who's born again, who will inherit salvation. In fact, I want just to remind you today, because we're really going to get into this thing. Angels was instrumental in the deliverance of the children of Israel from Egypt by the hand of Moses and even in the leadership of Joshua. Angels were instrumental when they appeared to Abraham and Lot before the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. Angels were instrumental when they appeared to Abraham and stopped him from sacrificing Isaac. Angels were instrumental when they were, even when Balaam, who was in rebellion against God, and the Lord began to speak to Balaam to tell him to turn back, even a donkey began to speak to Balaam and tell Balaam, "Look, there is an angel of God ahead of us. And if we continue to pursue what we're pursuing, there's going to be danger ahead." Oh, I want to tell somebody that angels was instrumental in the hands of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Come on. There was angels that showed up in the lion's den to shut up the mouths of the lion. There was angels that were, there was one unlikened unto the Son of Man. Come on. That was the fourth man in the fiery furnace. The Bible says, come on. I want to tell you that angels was instrumental when an angel of the Lord appeared to Zacharias when Zacharias was performing his priestly duties, and an angel of the Lord showed up and revealed himself to Zacharias and said, "Zacharias, you shall conceive a son and his name shall be John." And Zacharias was dumb enough to ask the Lord, "If this is really you, give me a sign." And God said, "You want a sign, Zacharias, that this was from me?" He put a zipper on his lip. Come on. He supernaturally shut up his mouth from being able to speak until the birth of his son, John the Baptist. Angels was instrumental to Mary when they announced the birth of Jesus. Angels was instrumental in the New Testament when in the book of Acts, involving Cornelius. And I'm going to talk about that in just a second here in a moment. Angels, an angel appeared to Paul when sailing to Rome. An angel showed up when Peter was bound in prison on death row. Come on, somebody. Now, look, this is not going to be for everybody because I can't get all of you guys to believe in the supernatural. I can't get all of you guys to believe that God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I can't get everyone to believe that the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you and quickens your mortal body. I can't get all of you to believe that the same manifestations of raising the dead, casting out devils, healing the sick and doing the works of Christ. I can't get everyone to believe that that same power still resides in you and I as disciples of Christ and followers of Christ, that he wants to use us in those same signs, wonders, and miracles. And I want to tell you today that if God is using the church through those signs and wonders, the same angels that was involved in the life of the early apostles in the early church are still present and still available for you and I today, if you will only believe. In fact, in the book of Hebrews 13, verse 2, the writer of Hebrews says, "Do not forget to entertain strangers, for doing so, some have unknowingly entertained angels." Oh, come on, somebody. There is people out there that God puts in our path that we overlook when we're supposed to be ministering to them. We're supposed to be helping them. We're supposed to be comforting them. We're supposed to be ministering to them. But we've got our eyes on our own life. We got our eyes on our own world. And we take our focus off of our mandate, our focus off the Great Commission and what we're supposed to be doing. And the Lord says, through inspiration of the writer of Hebrews, some of you have unknowingly entertained angels unaware by entertaining strangers, or vice versa. I sent an angel in your path and you didn't even recognize it because it didn't fit the mold of what you thought an angel would look like. This is so profound. Because remember, in the book, in Genesis 19, two angels showed up at the door of Lot and his family. And to everyone else, they looked like ordinary men. But to a man full of the Spirit of God and had discernment, he recognized and understood these were not just two men. These were two angels. Oh, come on. I'm trying to get somebody to believe. I'm trying to tell you today that angels of the Lord have been assigned to you and I to aid us, to strengthen us, and to protect us in our earthly assignments. Well, I don't know if I believe that. Well, let me give you a scripture. Psalm 34:7. Psalm 34:7. The angel of the Lord encamps. And that word encamps means they set up base. They set up their camp around you, around your family, around your household, around your children, around your possessions, around all that you have. In fact, we see a picture of this in the book of Job, chapter 1. I said there's a picture of this in Job, chapter 1, when Satan and the sons of God, by the way, that's a Hebrew word called B'nai Elohim, and it's angels. It's the angels that fell with Satan. There was a time, it says, that when Satan, along with the sons of God, came before the throne of God, and they began to accuse a man by the name of Job. They began to accuse Job before the throne of God and before God himself. So listen to this. In this dialogue between Satan and God about Job, Satan recognizes something that even he sees. Because you've got to remember, angels are eternal spirits. They operate in a different dimension than what we do on earth. Just because you don't see it and you can't feel it and you can't touch it and you can't smell it and you can't taste it doesn't mean that it's not real. Because again, spirits, angels, Satan, and even God is spirit. We can't see God per se, but we can feel his presence. We can feel, you can't see the wind when it blows, but you can see its demonstration of when it blows. You can, oh, come on. You could see the manifestation of the wind on the trees and on the water and on the leaves and on the grass, and you can feel it upon your flesh. And again, there's a realm beyond this realm, and there's a spirit realm. We may not be able to see those angels or see the spirits, but we can feel them. We can discern them, and we can see their manifestation. So let me go back up here. Psalms 34, 7. Then we're going to go back to Job. I realize I didn't finish this. The angel of the Lord encamps. He sets up base around you. All around. Read it. Psalms 34, 7. All around those who fear him and delivers them. Somebody say he delivers them. Who? The angel of the Lord. Again, you go to the book of Job, and Satan is in a dialogue with God about Job. And listen what it says. This is Job 1, 9, and 10. Job 1, 9, and 10, in case you want to follow along with me with your Bible. So Satan answered the Lord and says, listen to this, quote, "Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, and around all that he has on every side?" Did you hear that? Satan recognized that God put a hedge about Job, around his household, and around everything that he had. Satan recognized this. Come on. So, listen, friends, if the enemy recognizes this, it's high time, come on, that the church recognizes this. Now, question, what put the hedge up? Well, obviously, God put the hedge up, but I'm going to tell you something. Based on what I read in the book of Job and based on other scriptures that kind of dovetail off of this, I believe there's three things that put the hedge up around Job's life, and that hedge was angelic presence. Angelic protection. Here's the three things. Number one is Job was blameless and upright. If you're taking notes, you can write this down. Job was blameless and upright. Number two, he feared and reverenced God. Number three, he shunned evil. So let me recap that real quick. Number three things, Job was blameless before the Lord. Number two, he feared God. And number three, he shunned evil. And as a direct consequence of this, God put a hedge of angels around him. This absolutely agrees with Psalms 34, 7. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him. Come on. Do I got anybody in the house who fears the Lord tonight? And if you fear the Lord, what's that mean? You reverence him. You acknowledge him in all your doings, in all your ways. Then the encouraging word today is God is sending you unseen backup today. Oh, come on. And look, I'm going to preach myself happy today if nobody else wants to get happy with me. Psalm 91, 11 and 12. Psalm 91, 11 and 12. "For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. And in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." This is so good, guys. And look, even when Jesus, I'm going to quote, I'm going to give you something out of Matthew 26. That way, if you want to follow me, you can. Matthew 26, I'm in this context. Here is Jesus is on trial with Pontius Pilate. They're striking him. They're plucking out his beard. They're accusing him. They're spitting on him. All this is happening, and then Judas comes to take Jesus away and take him to the high priest so that he could get his reward money because he's betraying the Son of Man. Listen to this right here. I'm in Matthew 26. "But Jesus said to him, 'Friend, Why have you come? I love, notice that he called his betrayer friend. I don't have time to preach on that, but that's a whole other. Listen, you know you're walking in a deep revelation of God and his love and his mercy and his forgiveness when you can call your enemies friend. But that's a whole other message for a different time. But Jesus said, friend, why have you come? And then they came and laid hands on Jesus and took him. And suddenly one of those who were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword. And that would be Peter, who struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his ear. And Jesus said to him, put your sword in its place, for to all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Or listen what he says. Or do you think that I cannot now pray to my Father and he will provide me with more than 12 legions of angels? Now, I did a little bit of some research on this and discovered that in the contextual understanding of this context of the scripture, the word legion in that time referred to Roman armies. And Roman armies were divided up into units, and a legion of men was equal to 4,800 soldiers. Okay? So again, when Jesus said 12 legions, that is equivalent to 57,600 angels. Jesus said, I have 57,600 angels at any time that I could call and come and deliver me. Now, in case you listen, I want to give this to you so you can get the magnitude of what I'm talking about here. In 2 Kings 19:35, it says, and it came to pass on a certain night that the angel of the Lord went out and slayed or killed in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000 men. One angel killed 185,000 men. One angel. And Jesus said, I can call 57,600 angels. Guys, Jesus had the ability to call down so many angels that he could have wiped out the face of the earth and started over like he did in the time of Noah with the flood. That's powerful to me. Now, I want to show you something else. Matthew 18. This is Matthew 18:10. Take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones. This is children. For I say unto you that in heaven, their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. Did you hear that? Jesus tells us that there is angels assigned to children. And I believe it's not. Let me just give you what I believe personally. I believe from the day we are born into this world, we are assigned angels that are with us to help us fulfill our assignments that are given to us by God. Even as a little child, when we're born as an infant, when we grow up, and even as we go into our adulthood, I believe those angels are assigned to us and they're with us all the way until the day that we die. Again, according to the word of God, I believe we have angels that are assigned to us on earth. In fact, in Acts chapter 12, James is killed with the sword, and it pleased Herod. And Herod, because it pleased the people that James was killed, he was going after Peter. So Peter was put in prison, chained between guards. And the Bible says the whole church began to pray and began to intercede for the deliverance of Peter. So watch this. This is so powerful. Verse 5. Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. And when Herod was about to bring him out that night, Peter was sleeping bound with two chains between two soldiers and the guards before the door was keeping the prison. And now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in the prison, and he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise quickly," and his chains fell off his hands. Oh, I got to point something out here. When prayer and intercession is made on behalf of you and I and the church, God releases angels on our behalf to do in the supernatural what we cannot do in the natural. I've got to say it again for those who are taking notes. When you and I individually, as a family, as a church, as an ecclesia, and where there are two or more gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. When we gather together and we enter into an intercession and prayer over any manner, we can only do so much in the natural. Then God steps in, come on, and sends us unseen backup to do in the supernatural what we can only do in our limited ability to do in the natural. Golly, Peter was bound in chains and he was in prison and he couldn't get himself free, but the church knew what to do. They got on their knees. They got on their face. They began to intercede. They began to pray. They began to travail, and God moved. And he says, "Let it your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Come on. So when they began to loose the prayers on earth, God sent them help from heaven. And God, through an angel of the Lord, did something supernaturally that Peter couldn't do naturally. Oh, I don't know who I'm talking to today. Somebody's listening today. Somebody's watching today. And you're in a predicament. You're in a situation and your back is against the wall and you've got a Red Sea situation in front of you, or the Red Sea. Yeah, you've got a Red Sea situation in front of you. Your back's against the wall, or your back's against your enemy. You don't know how you're going to move forward. You don't know how you're going to get out of debt. You don't know how you're going to overcome that diagnosis of the doctor. You don't know how you're going to get your marriage back on track. You don't know how you're going to get your kids, come on, back on track. You don't know. You are your wit's end. Come on, I come by to tell you today, listen, I know it almost seems like your prayers are hitting a glass ceiling. It seems like it's falling to the ground. It seems like there ain't nothing happening. It don't seem like nothing's going on. But I'm going to tell you something. Listen, if Daniel the prophet was here today, he would tell you, "I thought the same thing. I prayed, I interceded, and I was even fasting. And nothing happened after 3 days. Nothing happened after 7 days. But after 21 days, I had an angel of God show up and say, 'Thus says the Lord, the Lord sent me by to tell you that God heard your prayers on the first day you prayed.' But I've been wrestling for your breakthrough, Daniel. I've been wrestling for the thing in which you've been believing God for." And notice that the battle was not on earth. The battle was in the heavenlies. The angel said, "I've been contending with the prince, chief spirit, the prince of Persia, and the breakthrough is on its way." And I come by to tell somebody today, the breakthrough's on its way. Just don't become weary in well-doing. Just keep praying. Keep travailing. I feel the anointing. I feel the Holy Ghost. Keep praying. Keep interceding. Keep writing down your dreams. Keep writing down what you've been praying for. Keep writing down what you're believing for. Somebody needs to hear this today. Somebody needs to hear somebody come into agreement with you today that we shall believe the report of the Lord. And if God's got to send an angel of healing to step in your bedroom, step in your hospital room, step in that living room, step in that situation that looks dead. Come on. God will show up on the fourth day when it looks like it's dead, and when it looks like everybody's given up hope and it's stinking and it's dying and there's a stone and there's a boulder in front of it. He can show up on the fourth day and say, "Come forth." So an angel showed up and set Peter free unchained him, and Peter had to get up, get back on his feet, and walk out of his captivity. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. God's going to, I'm not saying God ain't going to show up, or he might show up. He is going to show up in your situation. And when he does, and when he blesses you, and when he gives you the breakthrough, come on, don't just sit down, stay down, but get up, get back on your feet, get your praise back on, get your worship back on, start testifying again, start sharing the gospel again. Come on, get that Bible back out that you put away, that's got the dust on it, and you've given up hope and you've given up faith. Come on, I'm telling you, God is sending unseen backup. Whew. Hallelujah. Listen to this. Watch this. I want to show you. Let me go over here real quick. I want to show you. Listen to this, Psalms 103. And you say, somebody may be watching this today, and they say, Brother Ricky, what do I got to do, come on, to get my backup, to get those angels to move on my behalf? Here, listen, guys, it's not rocket science. It's not a formula. It's right here in the Word. Listen to this. Here it is, Psalm 103. Here's the answer to your question. Psalms 103, 20, verse 21. 103, 20 and 21. Bless the Lord, all you his angels who excel in strength, who do his word. I say they do what? They do his word. They heed the voice of his word. That's what it says in your Bible. Bless the Lord, all you his host, you ministers of his, who do his pleasure. Listen, the angels do the will of God. They hearken, they do and perform what the word of God says. So listen, here's, we activate, those angels of God move on our behalf when we come into agreement with what the Word of God says. Not our opinions, not our complaints, not our murmurs. But listen, when you start coming to agreement with what God says about your situation, God will release angels to perform and to carry out His written Word. That's how the written word, or the logos, becomes the rhema word. So if you're sick in your body and you take out the word of God and you begin to thank the Lord and you begin to pray stuff like this, Lord, I thank you today. Lord, I thank you according to Psalms 90 verse 10, that the days of my years shall be 70 and 80 or more by reason of strength. Lord, I thank you according to the book of Psalm 91 verse 16, that I shall find pleasure in the salvation of the Lord with long life. I will satisfy you. You said your word. With long life, you said you would satisfy me and show me the joy of my salvation. Lord, I thank you according to your word. I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord our God. Lord, I thank you by your word. You said that by your stripes I am healed. Listen, when you start quoting the word and you start declaring the word over your situation, watch, come on, unseen help start moving. Unseen backup start moving on your behalf to bring about what you could not do in the natural, to bring about in the supernatural. Come on, that's a word for somebody today. Listen, I'm going to end this broadcast today with prayer. But before you leave, first of all, I want to pray for you right now for this breakthrough. Somebody needs a breakthrough, and I'm going to ask God to begin to release heavenly angels on your behalf. We're going to pray that. And then second of all, I want you to stick by because we've got a ministry announcement. So let's, right now, if you're listening to this, you're watching this, and again, you are one of those individuals, your back's against the wall and you've got a Red Sea moment before you. I want to tell you today that the angel of the Lord is with you. The angel of the Lord encamps around about those who fear you, fears him, and delivers them out of their trouble. I want to come into agreement with you today and with his word today. And I believe that we are going to begin to see God move on our behalf. Father, I thank you for every individual under the sound of my voice today that's watching this, that's hearing this today. Lord, you see their situation. You see their circumstances, whether it's physical, whether it's financial, whether it's marital, whatever the situation is, Lord, you see their predicament. You see their situation, God. And Lord, just like Peter, it looked like all hope was lost for Peter. Peter was next on the chopping block. Peter was on death row. It was about to end for him. It was about to come to an end. But God, I'm reminded that Peter had a word from you. You told Peter that he would live a long life and that he, when he was an old man, he would then be crucified. So Peter was a young man when he was in prison and he was on death row. So Peter wasn't shaken. In fact, your word says that even while he was chained between two guards, he was sleeping. He was at peace knowing, Father, that your will and your word was going to come to pass in his life. He didn't necessarily know how it was going to happen, but he knew that you were going to bring it to pass. And I pray today, Father, that you would give those that are listening today, those that are watching today, the assurance to know that he who began a good work in them is faithful, who will see to it that it shall be brought to pass. Lord, I just declare your word over their life and over their circumstance. Just like an angel of the Lord was sent on Peter's behalf to break him out of the thing which he could not overcome in the natural, to elevate him and promote him and give him the breakthrough to get on the other side to supernaturally do what he could not do in the natural. Lord, I'm asking that you would send help from upon high, based upon not my opinion, but your word. You said, are these not ministering spirits to the heirs of salvation? I'm asking that you'd send your ministers of fire, your ministering spirits, the angels of the Lord. May they be released on the behalf of your people, on the behalf of those that need help today. Lord, somebody needs a breakthrough in their finances, a breakthrough, Lord, in their health, a breakthrough in their marriage, a breakthrough, Lord God, in a circumstances of a legal issue, Lord, circumstance, Lord, somebody, a job situation, maybe the coronavirus has turned your world and flipped your world upside down because of shutdowns. Maybe you lost a restaurant, maybe you lost a business and you don't know how you're going to make ends meet. I believe, listen, there was a man by the name of Cornelius in Acts chapter 10. He was an Italian of the Italian regiment. And he honored God. Remember, I told you in the book of Job, it's this fear of the Lord. He shunned evil. He reverenced God. And because of that, God put a hedge about him. And you go to the book of Acts chapter 10, the Bible says Cornelius was a man who was a giver. He gave to the work of the Lord. The Bible says he feared the Lord with all of his household. He was a man of much prayer. And because of these things, God marked him and sent an angel of the Lord to his house and gave him the words of eternal life. And God sent Peter and his life to bring about those words and deliver him. Listen, I wasn't going to share this, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you a quick, real quick testimony. I was involved years ago. I was involved and I was going northbound on an interstate that had 8 lanes, 4 going north. There was a median and 4 going south. And the last words out of my mouth when I was on my way to work, because I was rushing that day, I said, Lord, I asked that you'd put a hedge of angels about me, keep me from my coming in and my going out forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm telling you, not even 30 seconds or a minute later, I blew a tire in my car, fishtailed all 4 lanes. I was pinned against the window of my car. I closed my eyes because I shot over that median and I thought it was lights out. I thought it was over. I thought it was dead. I thought it was gone. And I shot over that median, pinned from the velocity and the momentum of the car going over that interstate. I went over the interstate and I remember I felt the car turning it this way and that way, but I never touched the wheel because I was just pinned up against the car. And I remember I opened my eyes and I'm 8 lanes across the interstate on the shoulder facing in the direction of ongoing traffic, but I was in the shoulder, like someone picked up my car, moved it 8 lanes across the highway, put it on the shoulder. And I remember I was shaking, grabbing the wheel and saying, my goodness, I'm alive. I'm alive. I made it. I'm alive. And I remember about that time I heard someone tap on my window. And it was a man pulled up beside me, and I rolled down my window, and he said, man, are you okay? Are you okay? I said, yeah, I'm okay. He said, that was some incredible driving. He said, I saw the whole thing. He said, I saw you come across the interstate. He said, you turned the wheel at the last minute. This car is about to hit you, and you turned the wheel there, and then you turned and spun. He said, that was some incredible driving that you managed to get all the way across 8 lanes of an interstate and get on the shoulder and never hit a car and never hit anything else. And I looked at this man. I said, brother, I said, I never touched the wheel. And he looked at me and he said, somebody had to be watching out for you. And I said, you're absolutely right. And it opened the door for me to witness the gospel to this guy. And here's the crazy part. It was a 1992 Nissan Sentra that used to have the old emergency brake right here in the middle of the console that you'd pull up. The force of me being pinned against the car going across the interstate somehow broke this whole console. It was completely shattered, but watch this. There was no mark on my body. There was no scratch. There was no bruise. There was no visible markings on my body. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the angel of the Lord watched over me that day, protected me. And come on, I could have wrote the song long before Carrie did, because Jesus literally took the wheel that day by the help of the angel of the Lord. And I'm telling you, guys, I know it may look dark and it may look hopeless and you want to throw in the towel, but I'm telling you, we have angels of God that God has sent on our behalf, and they are moving in our lives and bringing about the breakthroughs that we need. Come on, do you believe that today? I want you to give the Lord a big amen. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's just thank him right now. Just thank him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your angels. Thank you for your divine protection. Thank you for the hedge you put around my family. Thank you for the times that I should have died and I didn't because of the angels of the Lord. Lord, I thank you for all the times that you protected me on the interstate when I should have died, but the angels, the unseen hands protected me. Thank you for the times I could have been taken out over here, or I could have died in a swimming accident or a work accident, or this or that, but your angels was there and I wasn't aware of it, but they were sent as backup to keep me, protect me, come on, and be there through those circumstances. Come on, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Guys, that's our main website. If you have not downloaded our main app, please do that. Listen, you want to get the app from your Android store, your Apple store, get the app in your hand, because the app is going to have all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective on it, but it's also going to have, it's going to have our podcast on there and our YouTube channel. You're going to get all these messages right there in your hand. Download. It's free. It's available for you, absolutely free, if you've not done that. Listen, if you've not yet partnered with us, I want you to pray about becoming a monthly End Time Headlines partner. Listen, for some of you, I put this on our Facebook page the other day. Churches are closing down all over the place. Churches are closing all over the place. There's all kinds of people in different locations throughout the United States and even outside the United States. They physically cannot go to a church, whether it's because it's been closed down, whether it's been restricted, or there's just no spirit-filled, Bible-believing, sound doctrinal churches where they're at. So they have to resort to ministries like this. Listen, I'm not in competition against anyone. I firmly believe that God kind of pulls your heartstrings and he will lead you to ministries that you get fed, you get equipped, you get informed, you get encouraged. So listen, if this ministry is the ministry that God's led you to, and this is where you're blessed, this is where you're fed, this is where you're equipped, then praise God. All we're asking you to do is that as you're blessed, remember this ministry. Help us to remain strong. We're not a brick and mortar church, but guys, it costs money. It costs money for the subscription. It costs money for the app to keep this going. It costs money to run all these things. It's like this. Water is free, but the pipes that the water runs through is not free. So again, when you sow into this ministry, you partner with this ministry, you are helping to spread this throughout the world and helping other people to reach them through a lens of a camera where there's no physical church. So that's all we're asking today. And listen, you could support our ministry. You can give electronically by going to our app store, going to our main website, or you can give by check or money order. And you can do, in case you're old school and you want to give by check or money order, you can do that too. And again, you can make that out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391. That's Monroe, Georgia, and that's 30655. So again, we appreciate all of your support, whether it be one-time give, monthly support, or partnerships, whatever the case may be. Now, for everybody that was patient, I want to give you this quick update. Here's what we're doing. In case you didn't know this, especially all my Facebook Live people that are watching by Facebook right now, all my people watching by YouTube right now, there is a mass exodus, especially from social media networks like Twitter and Facebook. There's a mass exodus of people leaving those platforms and they're going to alternative locations like Telegram. And we're there. We're on Telegram. They're going to places like Gab, G-A-B. We're there. We're in Gab. They're going to places like MeWe, M-E-W-E. And we're there. End Time Headlines is at Telegram. We're on Gab. And we're on MeWe. We're there. You just, if it's MeWe, if you go to Pages, type in End Time Headlines, you're going to find us. MeWe, you're going to find us. Telegram, you're going to find us. All right? Second of all, here's the huge announcement. We are currently working on a way to broadcast live from our website. This is why I kept telling you, get, if you don't have endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com bookmarked or subscribed to or got the app, you need to do that. Because we, in the future, it ain't going to be this week and probably not next week, but down the road, somewhere in the next, I'd say 2 or 3 weeks, we're going to broadcast live from our main website. Now, here's the cool thing. We've got technology that we're putting into place that is going to, whatever platform you're watching this from, whether you're on YouTube, whether you're on Facebook, whether you're on Twitter, it's going to send out a push notification when we're live. Because listen, Facebook don't even give you a notification half the time when we're live. So we're going to get a push notification right from our website. That's why if you get the app and you subscribe to push notifications, you'll get that. So when today, if we would have went live, it would have sent out a push notification to all of our Facebook followers, all of our Twitter followers, all of our YouTube followers, and hopefully they'll get this set up with MeWe and Telegram and all this. So all those people will be on that platform live at once, and not just Facebook. Like right now, you guys are live on Facebook. It's just those people alone, but YouTube's not. This is not live on YouTube right now, and all the people on Periscope or Twitter. So we're going to have literally probably, I would say, thousands of people watching live at one time. So this is great news. Number one is because we're not relying on Facebook anymore and Twitter. We're relying on our main website. And here's another good news. Our hosting of our website is a private hosting. We don't have it with Amazon. We don't have it with GoDaddy. We don't have it with Bluehost. It's a private server. So we won't have the issue that Parler just went through where Amazon pulled the plug on them and they were dead in the water. That's not going to be the issue with this. So we are making preparations. So in the event down the road, this thing gets really bad with social media networks censoring, shadow banning, and completely cutting off ministries like this, we're already prepared. We're going to have the backup. So again, and yes, that costs money. again, that technology, that software, all that stuff, it costs money every month. That's why, again, you guys, listen, you know, we don't manipulate people for money. But what we say, we just put it, we ask the Holy Spirit, put it on your heart to help us. And this is what, let you know, this is what your giving is going for, to help spread the gospel, to help to maintain this ministry, to go strong. Again, all of our messages are free. And you say, well, Brother Ricky, I'm in a place where I can't give anything. That's fine. There's no condemnation. Please come back. We want you to be back. We want you to be blessed. We want you to be informed. We want you to subscribe to our channel. All of it's free. Take advantage of it. Don't feel ashamed. But there's other people out there, you know you're blessed, and you know God's taking care of you. And you know that you can be one of those who partner with us. So again, we love you guys. We're going to sign off for today. We'll be out the rest of this weekend, but we'll be back on next week. And listen, we're going to continue with more encouragement. If we have a prophetic update, we're going to give you that. We're going to keep doing what we're doing, and we're going to remain strong for 2021 in Jesus' name. So God bless you guys. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.